It is 14 minutes after 7 a.m. Happy Thursday morning to you. And I have a guest in studio here this morning. I have Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner. Welcome, Chief Shaner.
Morning.
It's a lot calmer this morning than yesterday afternoon.
And no rain this morning for me to be here. So
it had to have got it all out last night. It rained hard and a lot.
It's going to bring more tonight. Hopefully not. So, yeah, it was a bumpy afternoon, late afternoon, evening, however you want to consider it. I think we had some major weather, but I think for the most part we made out pretty good compared to some other areas, obviously. So, all in all, it wasn't too bad. I lost my power for a while, but I have a generator, so just had to get that hooked up.
It flipped out here for a moment, just enough to make everything turn off. And it was because it wasn't kicking. And then, oh, look, we're going to stay on now. But I was reading through some comments this morning. Some people got like 3/4 of an inch of rain in that one little storm there.
It was definitely coming down. My driveway is a dirt driveway, and we had a nice little river flowing down the driveway. It came, and then whenever it cleared off, it was actually, I thought, pretty out. The orange glow, the sun coming around. So, like I said, all in all, it could have been much worse. Got here, went through, and that's one nice thing about a lot of the storms normally is, they're fast moving, so it feels like it takes forever for it to get out of here while you're in the middle of it. But they don't stick around very long, and once it was gone, it was gone, and we were good to go.
And I believe when we were chatting prior to being on air here, you said Millersburg fared out pretty well.
Yeah, if there would have been serious storm, I was at home when the storms rolled through, and if there had been major issues, I would have gotten contacted. So as far as I know, I'm not even sure if dispatch didn't even call to tell me that the power went out at the office, so I'm not even sure if it did or not, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think we're on different tricks here.
The way the electricity is run, it's a crazy thing, and I don't even try to begin to understand how it's ran in town, let alone go outside of town.
I get paid to talk, not know those things.
On my road, I'm just below another county road that I think is more of a main county road than what our county road is, and I figure our electricity would run down from the main, the bigger county road, but it actually doesn't. It comes up northbound on our road, so it could be out way down at the bottom. We're like one of the last houses on our line for the electric, the way that it runs at my place. So it's kind of weird, and then you can have part of the road out, some of it not out. It's just pretty crazy. As soon as ours goes out, we usually report it. That way I understand that it's not going to be until the storms come out and we might not be the high priority people. But just my opinion is there's no reason to wait whenever your power goes out, as long as it's gone out and stayed out. There's those flickering, like what you were saying. But normally if it goes out, and takes everything out and it's out a few minutes, then we go ahead and get a phone call into the electric company.
It lets them know where their target areas is. But it seems like we are officially in a storm season.
Yeah, it's...
And being prepared is important.
They keep rolling in. Pay attention to the weather reports. They were talking yesterday quite a bit about the possibility of things rolling through. And I know a couple weeks ago same deal, good high probability. But as the day went on, progressed, the probability was lowering. But one thing about the weather is it's not an exact science. The weatherman, that'd be a hard job because everybody is not happy about something with the weather. So, it's one of those things, but you can't say, last week they said it was going to be bad, so this week we're not going to pay attention. because that's when it'll move in and put a wall up on you. You know, you got to pay attention. If they're saying, you know, you should be seeking shelter, you know, that's what you need to be doing. I know everybody likes to, not everybody, a lot of people like to watch the storms.
What?
I am one of those people.
I am also one of them people.
I see it coming. You know, and it's crazy because you see videos of people, you know, people that are not the storm watchers filming, you know, tornadoes and stuff like that. And it's like, I've never experienced that. I'm not sure how I react to that, but I definitely would. You might be in awe for a little bit, but obviously if you can see it, it very possibly could be coming your way. So maybe standing in your front yard or on your front porch is not the smartest thing. But it's kind of one of those things. You know, you were talking about the thunder rumbling. At my house,
it's like a freight train.
At my house, we had maybe one or two big booms of thunder, but the wind was like a freight train, and it was just a constant thing. So, you know, you watch the trees, and the massive downpour came, the massive downpour went away, and then the trees stopped moving. The wind really cut out. So it's kind of neat when you can see
the progression.
The actual, you know, front coming. I was outside when it just started. We got those big, huge raindrops, and they were pelting everything. Couldn't tell if it was hailing or groppling, whatever the new term is. To me, it's hail. Freezing rain, hail. They come up with a different term. So I kind of had to, like, you know, see what was going on. And so I watched it come, and then it started raining harder. And I went inside and watched from the window. But the trees definitely were whipping around, and like I said, we got a heavy downpour, and then when that stopped, the wind let up and things started, you know, coming back to normal. So
with that heavy downpours, there were some, I noticed some washouts from some driveways in the roadway, so that's definitely something to be careful. There are even a few places in town where some things have washed out.
You know, and when we get a massive downpour like that in town, you know, the systems can't necessarily take it all at once. So you get standing water, ponding, things will take a while to clear out. You know, the floodwaters are still up. They're not necessarily impeding traffic or anything, but you see it in the fields around town. So it doesn't take much more to bring that level back up, especially when we get a downpour like yesterday.
So fast, yes. We've had so much rain. Well, we're going to have more with Chief Shane. We're going to take a quick little break here. We've also got the hometown calendar and the birthdays coming up for today on WKLM. It is 34 minutes after 7 a.m. It is a Thursday morning, and we are helping you get to your weekend. And I have with me in a studio here Chief Matt Shaner with the Millersburg Police Department, and we spent this first part of the hour. We took some time. We talked about the storms that rolled in yesterday. They were quite a bit of a doozy there for a short period of time. And then here right now, we were trying to decide what's coming up, and you've got something coming up that is important to your department.
Yeah, and each year there's like a dedicated police Memorial Week, something, you know, that's nationally recognized. A lot of agencies do things, and we, prior to COVID, always had a ceremony. The last few years before that, we were doing it at the courthouse lawn, the Peace Officer Memorial ceremony. And it's, you know, kind of one of those things where it's definitely more true and meaning to the officers at work, the retired officers, because what it is we pretty much, we honor those that have fallen the year before, specifically. And, you know, obviously the ones that have fallen in all the years prior to the current year. So, you know, we gather. We used to do it in a church on a Sunday afternoon. And then the idea came to start bringing a little bit more to the forefront and do it at the courthouse on the lawn. So we'll be doing that May 17th. It'll be at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And public's welcome. Everybody's welcome to come. It's not a very long ceremony. It just kind of gives a little bit of honor and respect to those that have fallen that do our job. Because all of us that do our jobs know it could happen at any time. And we'll have a speaker. He's the former, I'm probably going to ruin the name of the, I believe he's the former Westerville police chief.
Oh.
And then he was in charge.
Morbid, sir.
Yes.
He was in Mr. charge Morbid, of sir.
BCI, which is the Bureau of Criminal Investigation.
And he just retired from that.
Yes, he did. So my understanding, he's going to come up and he'll give a speech. And then, we'll do our little honors thing. It's something that we've done. We didn't do during the COVID, kind of got out of it. And it was kind of brought to my attention that we needed to start doing this again. And it's good, everybody gets to pay your respects. And just being there is nice for the officers, me included. It's not just us standing. You don't have just a bunch of uniforms standing on the courthouse lawn doing a little service. It's kind of like with Memorial Day, the people that want to show support come and they show their support just by being there. So it's usually pretty decently attended. It's kind of hard to find a time frame for these types of things, my opinion. So we do it on a Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. Where it might be a time where somebody could sneak off for a little bit and come down and show the respect and show the honor that should be given to the officers that have given their life doing their jobs.
And Mr. Morbitzer has seen that there in Westerville. He was the police chief when they had the two officers yes. that were killed. So
yeah, and he got through that. He did that. So he'll have a little different perspective. We're pretty fortunate. The Danville incident definitely was a close to home incident.
Very, yes.
And there's been instances, I can't think of any others up in Ashland. I know they've had a couple, and I don't mean any disrespect if I can't think of anything else anywhere surrounding us, but we've been lucky, and it can truly happen at any time. To anybody, you can be the best trained person in the world, and action is always faster than reaction, and that's what a lot of times this boils down to. So, it's a time that we honor the fallen, show a little respect, and it's nice to see the community support. I've always said that we are very lucky. We've always gotten good community support. It's never been, a major question. You get a few everywhere you go. But compared to some of the bigger cities, some of the areas surrounding us, I think our support, not just in Millersburg, but the county in general, definitely the support outweighs the non-support. So that's very nice. It would be very hard to work in one of those agencies, like out in Washington State, where it was, the general consensus, or at least the loudest people speaking were, get rid of the police. The police are, bad things. And that would be hard to go to work at a place like that. So where I'm thankful, I know our officers are thankful for the support that we get throughout the community.
Yes, that our area, through many different things that we have, we always say that our area is very unique. And we always say in support for, when we have disasters and things, but it's also support for folks like our police, our fire, and things when they need, our military, when yep. they need it as well. It's not just a limited support. We are unique in the fact that we are a very supportive community with each other.
Yes, very much so, and it is appreciative.
We're going to take a quick little break. We'll be back here with more from Chief Shaner on WKLM. Still to come, we've got a look at hometown sports, but right now I have Chief Matt Shaner from the Millersburg Police Department with me, and we were just letting folks know about the police memorial that is May 17th.
Yes, 2 p.m. at the courthouse.
2 p.m. at the courthouse. And what's happening this week, we had the story yesterday, and it's Work Zone Safety Awareness Week, and police have a relationship with those construction workers. And technically, when you guys have a person pulled over on the side of the road, or you're helping somebody on the side of the road, or what have you, that's your work zone.
Yeah.
And people need to be cautious and careful around y'all as well.
Yeah, it's, you know, they have the move over law. You know, in town, it's the same thing. You need to get over, you know, give us space. It's kind of interesting sometimes whenever you're dealing with something, you know, if it would be like a disabled vehicle, a car broke down, you know, we have to get out in and end traffic and, you know, figure out what's going on, get traffic around the cars, you know, and you get unhappy people. It is what it is. The police department, we deal with unhappy people. And you mess with traffic even more, and that agitates people. And,
especially in our area.
You know, so a lot of times you get called colorful names as you're directing traffic, you know. But it's one of those things where I, in particularly, definitely, and I'm sure most of the patrol officers, you know, if we didn't have to step in traffic, we would gladly not have to do that. But the simple fact is we have to be out in traffic, you know, just like the road construction crews. Yeah, I'm sure they would much rather be up in the middle of a yard versus, you know, alongside of the roadway. You know, it's something you and I talk about, take your time. I heard you say it this morning, you know, take your time. Don't be in a hurry. You know, sometimes the things are planned out where you're going to know that there's going to be a traffic, construction in a traffic area. Other times things pop up and it's kind of unexpected, but you still kind of just need to flow with it. Give the officers room, you know, the other first responders, tow truck drivers, you know, the construction crews. One thing, you know, normally with the construction crews is their area is very well defined normally. I've not seen a construction area that wasn't defined. If it was, you know, extensive area, when we're dealing with something, whether it's a crash, pulled somebody over for a traffic stop, a disabled vehicle, you know, debris in the roadway, we don't exactly always have time to define our traffic area, our zone that we're working in. So, you know, we have to pay attention to the traffic moving and deal with whatever scenario it is that has us in traffic. So, you know, slow down, give us time, you know, give us space, and we'll get you through. You know, nobody likes sitting in traffic. I get it. And then if there's a disabled vehicle or a crash and traffic is impeded even more, I understand it. But the simple fact is we have to have control of what's going on. You know, I've dealt with people, we've had roadways shut down, and I can stand in the middle of the road with my, you know, bright green vest on, my hand up, stop symbol, and people still think that they can just drive right by me. You know, that's not exactly how that works. And they usually hear from me, you know, because obviously if
you're standing in the middle of the road, something's going on.
Yeah. If somebody's in the middle of the road telling you to stop, you know, and you think it's okay just to cruise right by, you're wrong. And you probably would be told wrong. You know, scenes of crashes and stuff like that's definitely something, you know, that we can't be having people just cruise on by.
It's unnerving if somebody flies by you at like 55 and
right.
You're like 6 inches away.
Yeah, it's unnerving when somebody drives by you at 25. 35, you know, whenever you're not, you're dealing with what it is, you know, if it's a crash, we got to check and see if the people are okay. You know, and if not, then we got to get the fire department with the squads there. You know, and they're not, you have to pay attention to both things, you know, but the squad gets on scene, their primary thing, you know, is going to be to get to that person that needs medical attention. Obviously self-preservation is a big thing too, but you got a job to do, you know? And it is, if you're not watching, and somebody zings by, you know, it's kind of a little unnerving.
However, I would say a lot.
However, you know, it's our job to be in the traffic and get things wowed down and have control of the situation and get things taken care of as soon as we can. You know, unfortunately, the streets in Millersburg are not that wide in spots. Most of the streets are not that wide. So it's hard to have, you know, flowing traffic in the opposite direction and then be able to allow the same direction of travel going at the same time. South into town where there's a three lane, it's not near as bad. However, you know, it's still one of those things where everybody's got to pay attention, and you got to slow down and you got to pay attention to the people on scene, whether it's a fireman, a tow truck driver. You know, our street department comes out and helps us direct traffic. Just pay attention, because we're not doing it just because we decided today we're going to hold up traffic and direct
today
traffic.
Today looks like a good day to slow things down.
Yeah, that's not our game plan. You know, normally it's one of we got something going on, and we got to control the traffic a little bit more than what there is. So, you know, and you hear about the crashes, you know, on the interstates. I definitely would not want to be. I wouldn't want to be a highway worker working on interstates.
No.
You know, and you hear about the crashes, the injuries, the deaths, unfortunately. And it's, you know, people that evidently have no regard for anybody other than themselves. I don't know what else it is. You know,
She's trying to say it like it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure how else to classify it. You know, because on the interstates, they definitely have well defined work zones, and people just kind of get in their car and go. And I got to be from here to here, and that's the way it is.
In less time than it takes to get there.
yeah. So, just pay attention to what's going on. Like I said, the construction zones usually are very well defined. It's when it's the disabled vehicle, the traffic stop, the crash, those things. We don't get time to establish
to lay it all out.
Yeah, an area very good with, you know, detours and things like that. And it's kind of one of those, got to get it done now. So.
For sure. So definitely move over, slow down. We're going to take a quick moment for hometown. Easy for me to say, right? It's been a day. But we're going to take a moment for hometown sports, and we'll be back to wrap things up with Chief Shaner after that on WKLM.
7:56, couple minutes in front of 8 o'clock. We've got hometown news coming up. Michael stepping in for Melissa. She had to step away for a moment. Still back in with Chief Shaner from the Millersburg Police Department. So, Chief, you covered a whole lot of things today. So now let's just talk general safety. Let's give a safety nugget in the last couple of minutes we have together.
Yeah, with the, you know, as long as we can keep the storms away, and the weather's getting nicer, you know, just the general thing that I talk about when I come out here, you know, the nicer the weather, the more people are going to be out and about, the kids are going to be out and about. So, you know, when you're driving, you know, the constant paying attention, you know, get off your phone. I understand you can get caught up, you know, daydreaming. It's a nice day and it's a nice drive. But your head has to be concentrating on driving and your surroundings. You know, we got the people, pedestrians, bicyclists, the animals, whether they're wild animals, you know, farm animals, you never know, get the occasional livestock in the roadway. You know, just pay attention. And then like we discussed in the last part, you know, construction zone and the officers and first responders, tow truck drivers, multiple people that are, you know, alongside the roadway. Just got to constantly slow down as much as you can, pay attention, and make it there safely.
Absolutely. So a safety nugget from Chief Matt Shaner of the Millersburg Police Department. Wrapping up our time, Chief, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
More coming up on WKLM. The news is next.